We're thankful for all that the Lord has done for you. Amen. I mean, no, we can lose track of that. We can lose sight of that from time to time. We need to be reminded. We need to remind ourselves of that. And I'm very thankful for you. Anna and I are very thankful for you. We love you, and we are blessed. We are blessed to be a part of you. We really are. So we'll praise the Lord. And I've got a word for you today. We're going to talk about the thankful 10%. Interesting. PD, where did you get that title? Hang with me. We'll find out. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, today. We just commit this word to you. Father, we ask that Holy Spirit would really anoint us to get this word down deep in our heart, because there's some wonderful truth to be released through this particular teaching. And so, Father, we just grab hold of it. We thank you for the anointing that's upon it. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Okay. Get a little ring here. So let's look at a few scriptures. This first one is in Psalm 100. These are verses everybody knows, okay? Enter into his gates with complaining. Wait a minute. All right. Anybody ever done that? No show of hands, please. Okay. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So thanksgiving is where we begin. We begin with thanksgiving, just being grateful, being grateful. And into his courts with praise, be thankful. There it is again. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Says that includes me. All right. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. How many want to be sanctified completely? That word sanctify is a big word. I know another big word, delicatessen. Okay. But sanctified here means to be set apart. Tell your neighbor, you're set apart for God's goodness. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole what? Spirit, soul, and body. I mean, no, we're three part like God is three, right? Three in one. Spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it is God's will that we walk in thankfulness. It is God's will that we walk in a grateful heart. So let's look at the first fill in here. There is a great need for a grateful heart in this hour. There is a great need for a grateful heart. I mean, no, that's very unusual, right? It is, because we want to complain about things, you know. You know, well, you didn't bless me like you blessed my neighbor, you know, and we can get into a complaining mode that's not good. And so we want to leave that. Here's some first bullet point here. We live in a thankless world. But it has always been that way. How many know that's true? Right? Let's look at Luke 17. This is a powerful scripture. Luke 7. We don't have a lot of scriptures today, but we're going to really dig into the ones we do have. Speaking of Jesus then, as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, have mercy upon us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. I mean, he didn't even lay hands on them. He just spoke to them. But obviously had enough faith just to leave what they were doing and go see the priest, because they'd heard about him, obviously. And so it was, listen, I love this, as they went, they were healed. Right? How many know as you obey the Lord and you walk in the obedience of the Lord, you see the results, right? Go do this particular thing. And you go and boom, there's a miracle attached to it, right? And I've seen that so many times. It is amazing. And it doesn't depend on your feelings. It's just God's goodness and his grace, right? So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, I love this, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan, wasn't even Jewish, right? So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Wow. Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said it to him, to the Samaritan, arise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Now, there's some really interesting things here about this. That's where we get the thankful 10%, right? 1 out of 10 came back and gave praise to God. That's where I got that title. How many want to be one of the 10%? Right? In a world where everybody's complaining, nothing's good enough, right? We need to be just the opposite. And we need to seed that in people's lives. Why are you so happy? Because I'm a thankful person. I know the results of being thankful, right? It just walking with Jesus. And I remember one time, I didn't intend to say this, but this is years ago. I'm walking in the park. I'm in the woods. I'm walking. And we'd been here 10 years. And the Holy Spirit said, what would you like me to do for you? Actually, it was the Father. Father identified himself. He said, what would you like me to do for you? I said, really? Yeah, really. I said, let me think about that a little bit. Well, we had 2 guys getting married in our family. And I know the ladies' family pick up the majority of it. But how many know, you know, we have our part too. And I said, Lord, I could really use a giant bonus this year. You know, I knew it wouldn't come from the church. And it just wasn't. And I wasn't looking for that. But I just said, Lord, I just thank you that in your time you'll bless us. And then I forgot about it. I just went along my way. And we had a conference a few months later. And this couple who were with us when we first planted this church, they called us and said, we understand you're having your 10th anniversary meeting. We are having a special speaker come in. And they said, would you like us to fly in and just hang with you guys, David and Lynn Johnson? We said, oh, yeah, we'd love for you to come. He said, well, look, don't even bother picking us up. We'll get our flight. We'll have a hotel and rent a car. He said, you don't have to worry about anything. He said, we're here to support you and Ina. We want to help any way we can. I said, well, thank you, Jesus, you know. So at the end of the meeting, we'd been here 10 years. By the way, this is our 25th year, but the 10th year, we finished, had a glorious meeting. It was wonderful. And just before they left, David Johnson, you got to understand who this guy was. He's no longer that. He's retired. But he was a CEO of an oil company. Everybody say, uh-oh. Say, that's a good guy to have as a friend, right? And he wasn't that way when we met him. He's just regular working guy, you know. And so when everybody had left, he said, this is for you and Ina. Have a blessed day. And walked away. We opened, it was $18,000. Oh, I said, Jesus, thank you. I wasn't expecting anything like this. How many do he will do for you above all that you can ask or think? Well, not only kept us on radio, but also it helped us with our sons, you know, and the needs for their weddings that were coming up. It was a lot of needs that were met. Helped us with the building, the whole 9 yards. But how many know God knows where we are? And he wants to bless you. So that's a good reason to keep a positive spirit. And don't complain. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't complain. I hadn't intended to give that example, but I'm glad I did. I think that was timely. All right, so there are 5 aspects in developing and cultivating a thankful heart in our cold world. Number one is appreciation. Appreciation for those who have been great examples of gratefulness and thankfulness. Appreciation for those who have been great examples of gratefulness and thankfulness. And the first thing that, as I was preparing this lesson, the first illustration that I got was my mom and dad. What great examples they were to me. Terrific. My dad was a businessman and my mom was a housewife. They were different in many ways, but faithful to the Lord, faithful to one another. And and they love people. My dad had a ministry, and as my mom as well, of reaching out to people who had drinking problems, right? And my dad came back to the Lord with this incredible pastor, Ray Lindquist, just literally brought him back to Jesus. He got him in AA meetings. That's all they had. That's all the kind of support they had in those days, in the middle 40s. And so my dad came to the conclusion that thank you, bro.
You're very welcome.
Thankful in all seasons, praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Okay. So we're talking about, with my dad. So his ministry literally was in AA. They would invite people from the AA meetings to their house for Bible study. And I remember many times on Friday night or Saturday night, I'd come downstairs as a little guy and hear all these people drinking black coffee, smoking cigarettes with their Bibles open. You know? You do what you got to do. I mean, you know, that's where they were. That's where they were. That's where they were. And lo and behold, a lot of these people really got touched. I mean, they started getting planted in churches. They got off the booze. You know, their marriages began to be restored. And I remember there was one guy, my dad told my mom and I, it was on a Saturday, and he said, look, I'm having this young man over. He's in desperate shape. And he said, my next door neighbor and I, they were a team together, Gabe Brewster. He said, we're going to be in the kitchen, so don't come in the kitchen. And he said, we're just going to minister this young man. So you guys, speaking to my mom and I, he said, you guys can be praying. Okay. So we did. Well, what happened was my father found out that this fella, his name was Steve Pett. I'll remember that. The reason I remember it is I had to sell him my car. I'll tell you about that later, all right? And so Steve Pett, and he had, I think, five kids. And he was broke, and he had an issue with debt collecting, and apparently there was a guy, you know, it was like Uncle Vinny and his gang, you know, and you still owe us some money, you know, when are we going to get the dough? And so my dad led this young man to Christ. He got down on his knees, and my father said, now, Lord, we need a word of wisdom from you as to know what to do. We don't know what to do in this circumstance. Immediately, my father got a vision of a judge that he had met in one of the AA meetings who also was in AA. And so he had this guy's number, and he called him. It was a Saturday morning. He said, Judge, you know, I'm sorry to inconvenience you, but we have a need here. And he began to tell the judge about this fella and that he owed this, it was like a crime syndicate or something, money. The judge said, I've been trying to pin some real guilt on these people for a long time. Is he? I will get him protection if he's willing to testify. Well, he was so desperate, he said, I'm willing to do whatever. Bottom line, they put these guys in jail, right? And my dad came to me, this is later, but my dad came to me a couple days later, and he said, Dave, his car is shot. I want you to sell him yours. I'm going to tell you how much you sell it for. Okay, Dad. He says, $50. And he says, I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. I said, okay, good deal. Because I was a student. And he took me, a couple days later, he took me downtown, bought me a new car. He'd never done that before or since, you know. But that was, hey, anything else you want me to do, Pop, you know. So, yeah, but God will answer, right? God will answer. So, he's there for us. Number two, enumeration. Enumeration, that means you're counting. Thanking God for even the small blessings. Remember the song, Count Your Blessings, name them one by one. There's a scripture, if we could put it up, that is, I think we have it. Yeah, there it is. Thank you, Diane. Here it is. And this is not in your notes, I had to add this. However, other boats came from Tiberias near the place. This is so cool. Near the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. It doesn't even talk about that's where he multiplied the loaves and the fishes. It said that's where he gave thanks. How many know the word can be very subtle sometimes? And you kind of have to meditate on it and dig into it. I'm going, wow, I had not seen that. So thankfulness is a real key to the blessing of the Lord, man. It really is. And so, enumeration. So, my question is, you know, what do we need multiplied in these days? God wants to multiply things in your life. And one of the things, how many know none of us came from perfect families? Right? We didn't. Well, my father got along really well with his father-in-law. They had lived in an apartment right next to us. It was an attachment to the house in Bernardsville, New Jersey. And but he didn't get along with his mother-in-law. Mother-in-law, mother-in-law. I'm going to sing it. You'd all walk out on me. So when he got sick, when my father got sick, he had been a smoker most of his life. He came down with lung cancer. So he started going back, get on his knees, seek God, you know, is there anything in my life that obviously I need to quit smoking, but is there anything else that I need to do? And the Holy Spirit said, yes, you need to make things right with your mother-in-law. So he went into her apartment and made things right. Her husband, my grandfather, had passed on by that time. But they sat down, they prayed together, they cried together. He said, I've sinned against you through the years. I've held anger against you. I want you to please forgive me. She said, yes. She said, Henry, why don't we have a regular Bible study, just you and I, every night? This is the last few months of my dad's life. And so she went out. She was so grateful that things were restored like that. She went out and brought him these crazy-looking yellow silk pajamas, you know. So he'd wear them every night going in there having Bible study, you know. So, but he wanted to enumerate, you know, these things with her and thank her for all the things that he had not thanked her for up until now, up until that time. So how many know it's good to tell people. It's good to communicate with your loved ones, your friends, especially people that are very close to you. Thank you for these things that you've done. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for forgiving. Thank you for overlooking, whatever it might be. Thank you for who you are. Just thank you. Praise the Lord. Now you can turn your name and say thank you for you, who you are. Go ahead. Okay. Number three is recollection. Recollection. I mean, no, it's good to just to stop and think back, right? Just stop and think back. recollection of positive people who influenced us positively. Because that helps us become thankful. And I mentioned Dr. Ray Lindquist to you, but he's a precious man. He was an incredible person, pastor, my first pastor. He'd married my folks. But I remember when, and I've told you maybe a little bit about this story, but the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, David, I want you to go to Princeton Seminary. I'd graduated from this Lutheran university, Wittenberg. But he said, I want you to go there because you're responding to my call to the ministry. So I want you to go there. I said, Lord, I can't get in there. I said, my grades aren't that good. I said, I was a goof off my first 2 years. And he said, write Ray Lindquist. Tell him what you want. He said, he'll respond quickly. That's a word of wisdom. Okay. So I wrote him a letter, heard back immediately. He said, I'm so happy for you. So happy for your family. And he said, I'm on the board of trustees at Princeton. You're in. He said, go see this guy. Whether he wants to let you in or not, you're in. So I walk in there, and he said, yeah, we're going to take you. So we looked at your grades. They're not too good, So I guess we got to do it. We don't think you're going to make it. Oh, thank you so much for the encouragement. Appreciate that. And I got out. I did well. I did well while I was there. But I'm looking back. And he would drop by every so often when he was in town. He pastored out in California. Had 8,500 in his church. Hollywood Presbyterian. He loved Jesus. He preached the full gospel. Not the full gospel, but he preached the gospel. Best he knew. Death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. But he did have people in his church that were filled with the Spirit. He said, I'm fine with that. And he would drop by every so often. And he said, how are you doing? Are they getting on your nerves? What about these professors? And he would pray for me. And then he'd be on his way. I remember as a young kid, maybe not too young, 16, 17 years old, but myself and another buddy of mine, Dennis Young, we would drive all the way from Burnettsville to Apple Valley in Sparta, New Jersey, which is about 2 hours north of us in New Jersey. And Ray and his wife, Ella, had a summer place there. And so we'd drive. I'd call him. I said, hey, can we come up and see you? Oh, yeah, come on, man. So we'd drive up, my buddy and I, and we'd go in, and his wife would bring hot apple pie a la mode. Ooh, Jesus. I don't want to get off on that now, as you'd be leaving me right now. And cold milk and all this stuff, And he just give us the word of the Lord. He just sit there and love on us and give us what the Holy Spirit gave him. He'd have scripture with him. We'd go, whoa, do we have to leave? What's for dinner? No, we didn't say that. But those were great times. But there was seed planted, and I'm forever grateful. How many of you know people like that? They have a part of your life. They planted seed in your life. And so when you go back and you look over your life, you say, I'm reflecting on all the good things that God has done in my life. So we can give thanks for those people who poured into you. Number four is recognition. Recognition. Recognition of what? Of Jesus, of Jesus who continually has blessed us, or is blessing us, bringing blessed people into our lives. What about the one leper who returned to give thanks? He was made whole. And I want to read this in just a minute from the Passion Translation. And I have it here, so you don't have to worry about it. But this is, it said, his disease was not just arrested, but he was restored completely. So, interesting thing about this guy, and here's how I look at that, Luke 17, those verses. The other nine guys, they had their they had their problem, their physical issue, their leprosy arrested. It stopped, right? And they didn't have to, they were healed as far as it was fully stopped. It never came back again, probably. But this final guy, the thankful 10%, that particular guy, from the Greek construction, it looks like he was fully restored. In other words, his hands, everything fully restored. He wasn't just healed and that's it. He was fully restored, made whole. That's what the understanding is, made whole, right? And so he got more than he bargained for when he returned. His disease was not just arrested, but he was restored completely. He walked away with a heart that remembered and became thankful. Let's look at, and then I'm going to read from, oh, no, I think I'll do it now. I'm going to just read this. This is from the Passion Translation. I don't believe it. Yeah, I'll just read it. On his way to Jerusalem, Jesus passed through the border region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered one village, 10 men approached him, but they kept their distance, for they were lepers. And they shouted to him, "Mighty Lord, our wonderful Master, won't you have mercy on us and heal us?" When Jesus stopped to look at them, he spoke these words, "Go to be examined by the Jewish priests." They set off, and they were healed while they were walking along. One of them, a Samaritan, when he discovered that he was completely healed, turned back to find Jesus, shouting out joyous praises and glorifying God. When he found Jesus, he fell down at his feet and thanked him over and over, saying to him, "You are the Messiah." So Jesus said, "Where are the other nine?" Jesus asked, "Weren't there 10 lepers who were healed? They all refused to return to give thanks and give glory to God, except you, being a foreigner from Samaria." Then Jesus said to the healed man lying at his feet, "Arise and go. It was your faith that brought you salvation and made you whole." He got more than he bargained for. Praise God. Okay, so let's look at John 11, 41 through 44. If we could put that up, John 11. There we go. Then they took away the stone, because I'm going somewhere with the last couple verses here. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, meaning Lazarus. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me." How did Jesus start his prayer? Thankfulness. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. So when we, how many know when we go before the Lord, we want to say, "God, we don't want to say, "God, give me this, give me that." Lord, I thank you. Let's spend some time just thanking him, worshiping him, thanking him for who he is. Boy, he will come on the scene, bang. You'll feel his presence just flowing over you, you know. "Father, I thank you that you've heard me, and I know that you always hear me." How many know we ought to say that, right? Jesus is in us, we're in him. God always hears us. "But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus," that's in case you're asleep, "come forth." And he who had died came out bound, dead 4 days. He stinketh. Yeah, that's what they said. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Loose him and" what? "Let him go." Praise God. Okay. The final one, number 5, is rededication. Rededication. As we stop to reflect and give thanks, it brings us to a new love for Jesus, for Christ Jesus, and his deeper call to us to share these things with hungry people. You know, let me just say this to you. This is a story I heard the other day, and I said, I've got to include this. Andrew Womack was talking about a flight that he and Jamie were taking to England. This is a few years ago. And he said it was it was unusual because the airlines that they were flying on, they could only do so much, and they could only take so many people, I think it was, or whatever, and they couldn't get a direct flight, it looked like, the way things were. And people were, the flight attendant that was, you know, doing business for these people, she was harried. She was uptight. And they people were cussing her out right and left, you know. So Andrew went up to her with his wife and said, "Look, we're in line here, but we'll take what you have. Don't even worry about it. We're happy people. We're thankful people. And we thank you for all that you're doing. Nobody has given thanks for you, but we want to just stop and say, we give thanks for you. You have a hard job, especially the way things are set up here. You have a hard job." And I know that, because they had almost driven her to tears, this particular lady. And so Andrew just said, "Hey, do what you ever can do, but it's okay. We are thankful for you. And we trust that we'll make our journey okay, and that you're doing a, we want you to know you're doing a good job." She burst into tears. She said, "I'll tell you what." She said, "Do you have a place to stay?" Because they weren't going to be able to leave till the next day. "Do you have a place to stay?" And they said, "Well, yeah." They said, she said, "Well, don't put the money out for it. I'm going to put you up, both of you, in a really nice place. I have the authority to do that. And," she said, "you got a first-class ticket. First class. Here. Bon voyage, bon voyage," or whatever. Bon voyage. Yeah. Isn't that awesome? And he said, "We were blown away. We had not anticipated that. But God." Right? But they had a thankful heart. See, and that's it's the favor of God. It's the favor of God. So, you know, and I want to have a call here in just a minute. This God just laid this on my heart this morning. First was John 6, and we read that earlier, verse 23. We won't have to go back to it, but where I said, what do we need multiplied? I mean, all of us need something multiplied. How many need something multiplied? Yeah, exactly. So John 6, what was the key? Jesus gave thanks. It didn't even say the place where he multiplied the loaves and fishes. It just said a place where he gave thanks. Whoa, that ought to tell you something. I remember when I first saw that, I went, "Oh my gosh, is that, Lord, did you just write that in my Bible?" As I mean, I had never seen it, right? Anybody experience those kind of times? And then the second one in John 11, what do we need resurrected? What did he do before he raised Lazarus? He gave thanks. See, so what I'm saying to you is giving thanks is the key to everything, pretty much. Right? So, I'd like for an altar team to come, if you will, because they're going to agree with you today. They're going to agree with you because you, well, I want to thank you for coming out on this rainy day. We have no idea who would be here because we knew also a lot of people were still out of town. But you made it, and we are thankful for you. All right? We are thankful for you. So, as the altar team comes, we may need more to help us. They're going to agree with you because you're coming with thanksgiving. And they're going to agree with you. Yeah, we can just push that back. It'd be fine. That the Holy Spirit will do for you what you need to have happen. All right? And so maybe before you meet with them, you just say, "Lord, I give thanks for God doing this for me." If you're a first, second, or third time visitor, we have the prophetic team ready to minister to you today. First, second, or third time, and you would like to be encouraged by the word of the Lord. Our team is great. They're very prophetic. They're cool, filled with the Holy Spirit, and they will give you a word to encourage you. I realize most of you are homegrown people, but if you are new, you just came here, you'd like a word of encouragement, the team will be ready. All you got to do is sign up for it. Okay, everybody stand. And I'm going to pray over you. And so, Father, I thank you today. First of all, I'm looking at John 6:23, that Jesus gave thanks, and then he multiplied the loaves and the fishes. And so, Lord, we thank you today that all of us, in for one purpose or another, for one reason or another, we all need something multiplied in our lives. Only we individually can determine what that is. And so, Father, those who come, they come in faith, say, would you agree with me for this particular thing to be multiplied? And then we think also about John 11, where Jesus literally raised Lazarus from the dead. He gave thanks, then he raised him from the dead. And my question would be, what needs to be resurrected in your life? Is there a relationship that needs to be resurrected? Is there maybe a hunger for the Word of God that needs to be resurrected? Whatever it is that needs to be raised, God wants to do that for you. All he wants is a thankful heart. So, Father, I just lift my hand over these awesome people coming out in this rain, and we just bless them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that they're not going to leave here empty-handed. They're going to receive from you because you love them so much, in Jesus' name. And if you need, I'm looking out, if you're here and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, and you need to come home to Christ, if you need to do that, God wants you to know he loves you very much. He's already secured a place in heaven for you. All you have to do is receive him as your Lord and Savior. If there's anybody here that needs that, I'm looking around. I know most all of you are believers. Lift your hand high. You would like that, dear? Come on down here. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Give her a hand as she comes. Praise God. Amen. I said she's got some cool children. They here today?
No.
Okay, not here yet. But so I want you to Naylene. I want you to stretch your hand toward Naylene. Naylene, just pray with me, if you will, and everybody else is going to pray along with us. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Go ahead, dear. That Jesus loves me and saved me by the shedding of his blood. I receive that salvation today. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for all that you're doing in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now you could turn around and you go see them. They'll pray with you too. Okay. God bless you, dear. Praise God. Amen. Okay, so anybody that needs what I just said, come on. Team is here for you. Something multiplied.